The most active part of Jackson Square tends to be the strip in front of St. Louis Cathedral, where, on a busy day, you'll find artists, performers, and plenty of sightseers. Musicians, magicians, and the like aren't regulated or compensated by the city. They come to their own arrangements on who performs where and when, and most of them make their living through street performance. Artists, on the other hand, have to have a city license to show work in Jackson Square or behind the cathedral, and they're also required to sell originals that they have produced themselves. So you can rely on the work you see being locally made and usually one of a kind. St. Louis Cathedral and its twin neighbors, the Cabildo on the left and the Presbytere on the right, don't date all the way to the city's founding, but they suggest the French city that used to be. A city hall, the meaning of Cabildo, was built on this site shortly after the city's founding, and next to it, a church where St. Louis Cathedral stands now. The buildings you can see today date from after a fire in 1788, after which most of the city had to be rebuilt. If you look at the left stained glass window above the center doors of St. Louis Cathedral, you can see the form of a man named Andrés Almonaster, who started the construction of these buildings. A couple of decades before the fire, in 1762, Spain had received Louisiana from France in a treaty. So in this era, Spanish place names like Cabildo or personal names like Andrés weren't uncommon. Andrés Almonaster had moved to Louisiana and made a fortune buying, selling, and developing land. By the time of the fire, he had retired from work, but he had the money, resources, and knowledge to help with the recovery. He paid for and oversaw the building of these three central structures, although he himself didn't live to see them completed. At the time, the buildings were shorter than what you see today. A plaque next to the nearby gate to Jackson Square shows what Almonaster's version of the square looked like. It took another generation to complete the square as we know it. We'll come to that part of the story later. All three of these buildings are worth a visit. St. Louis Cathedral is open to visitors from mid-morning to early evening, unless a mass or other ceremony is in progress. You'll find signs with mass hours and notices of any upcoming music performances around the left door. The Cabildo and Presbytere are both parts of the Louisiana State Museum system. The Cabildo focuses broadly on local and state history, while the Presbytere has two exhibits on major local subjects, Hurricane Katrina and Mardi Gras. They're best experienced in that order. From here, head through the gate and inside the park for a close-up look at the statue of Andrew Jackson,